So what to do? We have to attain the state of supreme enlightenment, which is beyond worldly existence and just mere abiding in peaceful state, for the sake of all sentient beings filling the whole universe. And to do so, we should resolve to that motivation that we think, oh, I will study from the treasury of knowledge, that chapter which helps me to gain certainty in the view by listening to it, reflecting upon the meaning, and by integrating that understanding by meditation. With this precious thought in mind, Bodhicitta and which he requests to listen to him.
So
then, for the sake of improving the translator's ability to pronounce Tibetan language, to accumulate merit, and also to have clear pronunciation of English language by giving blessing the English words that have been newly created for the sake of Dhamma translation, and we should recite those words now in the text and the translation.
Ke ranga ma hiba kapsa dadang la senti ki tu te dadang la mikpa te na da traktung yemi re traktung yemi je da la mikpa te te sem zo tu me ba lu je ya na tini gom samayam re.
So we have two languages being recited, so there might be the point when there's a language recited that you don't understand. What you can do in this time then, focus your attention one pointedly on the sound, realizing that sound and emptiness are inseparable. While there is sound is arising, it is empty in its arisal. And when you can hold your awareness one pointedly on that sound, but at the same time have your awareness being relaxedly abiding in itself, this will become a very profound meditation.
Dinya dala me pe kapso sirj dala phama me pa dranjin ki namdo ko ngol chote de satong na jo hina jo sor ke pa so kar pa jang bu so no sakin da jo ke ki gomzo de yong si de de kan da ba ni ki
not to focus on the sound as an outer sound, but to focus on your awareness that perceives the sound inwardly, and being focused on your awareness that perceives the sound, then this if you are skilled in doing so, that could be as well a Mahamudra instruction meditation.
Drati Lien Debe Sena Ranga Ngoo Madro Patang, Dranzin Jin Namto Yang, Chikan Tame Rangin Lien Debe Sena Ranga Ngoo Madro Patang, Dran Nyenpe Kansa Yang Ranga Ngoo Madro Par, Shirap Ti Cheba Sena, Tene Oma Lok Ti Chegung Chakri. Oma Rangtong Lok Ti Chegung Samu Chakri.
If you come to the result that the sound that you are hearing, kind of focusing on, is actually something that arises through a limitless amount of cause and conditions, without having any inner essence, and that the awareness that perceives the sound, perceiver, perceiving mind as well, doesn't have any essence for its own, and furthermore, as a result of your investigation, you find the person that is listening is also not like an entity, not existing as an entity at all, then this meditation or this clarity, while resting in that clarity, is called the analytical meditation according to Madhyamaka tradition.
Tinu kunzupto namdo drupangola data dranzin ti namdo ni yone yang malam yendo yang ta pa data dranzin ni mebare data dranzin ti namdo ni ji tongbe ni tongge te kona ni ji ngande nyambare yana tene yang sentang je to ni konzonda uchebe.
If you understand that the sound, as well as the mind perceiving the sound, are just relatively appearing, so to speak, apparent reality, very much like the appearance in a dream, a dream situation. Although appearing, there was never in the dream a separation between the outer perceived sound and inner perceiving mind. This was all out of the same stuff. So, by being clear about this, resting within the mind itself that is empty of that duality of outer perceived object of sound and inner perceiving mind, this becomes like a meditation of Chittamatra.
Tene yang kunzuk to sirudradu danzin jinnam hi tomi tang. Tokye je namdo yang do, ina yang tene sirur jidra nyemba po da hiepa po kanza gda maro pa, kanza gda maro pare, tumo nintu julo le yang kanza gda maro pare, na chudra nyingi do hiki do ina yang nyemba po da hiepa po da de, pumpo nga re re ne yang mare, tsota ne yang, tsota yang mare, ti se na, Yang tapa dra nyemba po tupa po meba. Kunzup to dra nyemba to tupa po te malam tabur sanna, tini tumonga kanza gdani kunzu yang kya. Marve.
And if you understand that although there is a sound appearing and there is this awareness, this focuses upon the sound, or is aware of that sound, so. And relatively, there is that that person that is endowed with those thoughts that think I am listening to the sound. In fact, by looking to it more closely, you find that that person doesn't exist as such. There is no entity of a person that is listening to a sound. It is a mere gathering of different events of perception, which could be summarized in the five sets of the five skandhas, and there is no entity person to be found within those five sets of events at all, then being clear about that, resting in this clarity becomes that common meditation of understanding, of discovering the non-existence of the personal self.
Deyendo dra seru de dembari apan rawo dra hipi mingdang mingditab dai ni chik dun ro de dra seru de yapa tab te nam do ke tak pare kundare dratan dranzin ji namhi yujin cho zan ji nang zan ji yaba ming ming da jiang rong ma da jiang rong yujin de de cho ge nang zan yaba de yin re dratan dranzin ni ji tong be ni ji tong be sem ji ne lo wo sar wo sar am ying da re pa yer me ba de ni yong ro re de ne de ta bu sem ji ne lo yong ro वैसा जिंगां तो न्यां पर जान डा तने दोना जिंदों के कम्सन डावो यंग चाहते।
And if you understand then that what you think is the outer sound that I'm hearing, in fact never existed as an outer phenomenon. It was nothing but the mind, the concepts labeling it to be outside. So in fact it is just the mere imputation is just the labeling of mind, and so to speak, it is imagined. Is it just a merely imagined as being outside? And this could be. This belongs to the category of the imagined aspect of perception. And when you understand that the appearance of outer sound and the inner perceiving mind. In the way that there is something happening due to causes and conditions, even though you don't have any concept related to it, there is something just merely appearing through causes and conditions, a dependent phenomenon of outer sound and inner perceiving mind of that sound, then this is the dependent aspect of that perceiving process of sound. And when you then furthermore see that the luminous clarity of mind is empty of those two, of the outer perceived, of the imagined outer sound and the inner perceiving mind, and empty of this dependent arising of outer, of thought, of outer sound and inner perceiving mind, and you could even rest in that luminous clarity, this would be a meditation according to the Shentong Madhyamaka tradition, the Madhyamaka tradition that talks about the emptiness being empty of what is not belonging to itself.
Tene saja chimpa lok tatta sena dranzeng je nam do ta dra ni te dranzeng je nam do ta sem je ne lo saja chimpa ransar re nam do ki yodh na dra te Sentinelo Saja Chip Ramunda or Somare, Dinam Namdo, the Namdo, Yorji Drani Putti, Sentinelo Saja Chimpu, Namdo, Semja Ranza, the Nama Semja Ramunda, Nishi Pagoni, Dinni Drani, King Yambriana, Young Saja Chimputawa, Young Saja Chimputas or Tangums or Young Yongsi, Carpa Zambuchuna, Pitanza Larali.
In terms of a Mahamudra meditation, one would say that the mind perceiving sound perceiving sense consciousness, so to speak, is the display of mind, or the play of mind, of nature of mind, of Mahamudra. And the sound that arises is like the self-luminosity of nature of mind, or Mahamudra. So one has two things, perceiving mind. Mind is like the play of Mahamudra, of the nature of mind, and the sense consciousness. And the appearances are the self-luminosity of nature of mind. Understanding this is the viewpoint of Mahamudra, and resting like this by listening to sound becomes a Mahamudra meditation. In case you are one of those fortunate people who could understand this.
Tene tanda che chor te tambo rantong tene semta tene dami tene yendong sakne eso te ti korem na cheba mdo tab remba te nda wo che goya te tanda te tab nam ngi ji kap so kanza ge dami ne saje chimbu par te song bare tene te ta ja ti che na ya pu yong ge
tanda korem te ze
De Tambo, Tambo Mambuche Sabame, Randon the Jati here, so Tene Mambuche
Just now, when he presented it right now, he started with the like the self-empty approach, and then he extended to the citta-mata, and then went down to the absence of personal self, and went up again and to the mahamudra. So, never mind. This was not like in the the order doesn't really matter as long as you understand what is meant by it. But if you present it in the way that it is here in this text, by getting certainty about you, then you would start by understanding first the absence of non, of the non-existence of self, the absence of self of a person, and you would continue slowly through all the different views until you reach the understanding viewpoint of Mahamudra. But he didn't, first in the, when he started, he wasn't intending to explain so much, but then it became more and more, so that's why the order was not in the classical way.
Tidang kanzak dami ngani ke chuji dami jiso xie gupa yin yang kanzak dami trawa topa la chuji dami topa ngandu lukuru sondo rakpa topa ngandu lukuru sondo ten rabo yungre gombo lorobye zon rangi meba ke tene zemba madrobe ke zonzen ni madrobe jomtsin je namhi madrobe ke zonwa tan zemba tan namhi madrobe tenze ke तिनी ही पाप कांजा मार्टो पायंग तोनी दिन्जे पले सोंबरे ते कांजा मार्टो पते जीस सोंग कोरन कर से नंदिगे चिरां सो कोरन नर्सन संगुंग
and also if one thinks more closely about the different ways of presenting the progressive order of views then usually you would say okay you realize the absence of entity in all phenomena in general First of all, as the most basic thing, you have to understand absence of entity in your in yourself as a person. But on the other hand, if you really come want to have a very subtle understanding of absence of person, of individual, then you first have to have a basic understanding of absence of entity in phenomena, like a cause, absence of entity in phenomena. And So that's why why Nagarjuna, also in one of his treatises, the 70 stanzas on emptiness, he also presented it that way. He first proved that outer phenomena could not have, outer perceived phenomena don't have an existence on their own, they don't have any entity for themselves. And if the outer perceived phenomenon doesn't exist for itself, then the mind that perceives that particular phenomenon also cannot have an entity. And by that logic you find, okay, then the inner mind doesn't exist as such, and if the inner perceiving mind of any particular phenomenon doesn't exist with an entity, then the accumulation of those different consciousnesses a person or an individual cannot exist either. So he started that way to prove that there's no entity in an individual or a person. So we should know that there are different approaches how to present the progressive order of views, and we shouldn't think, oh, this is the wrong order or this is the right order or something like this.
Tene tawa nangmi de tawa nyung nyung yinne yang tanda ha chang samu de chamu re lamsang yonzu zopa hige ma re माही न यं तने यं ने यं तो लोने रंबे रंबे जो तोगरे रबा दे थर सिंबर तो पल लोक ही तोगरे तंबो थे के तो तों रावु ही को तो थर सिंबर तो पल लोक ही तोगरे करे से ना ते पाचें पे लोला सापा दज्जा चेव नी रे सापा से जेते तुंबा नी रे हिंद ही पर कावा तो पर कावा सामु द ट्रम द तुंबा नी रे तुंबा नी दंडी काब से कांजा के नामी ने साजे चेम पे पर दो सोंबा रे तने लामसांग Yonsu Tsokwa Toka Le Kavori Yina Tseke Tung Tangpo Lop Yonsu Tene Rinpe Rinpe Riri Yen De Jepa Zoku
So the text here, that particular chapter we are studying now, clarifying view or gaining certainty about view, doesn't have many words in the root text, but the meaning is extremely profound. And so we might study it, we might understand the words, but to really understand the complete implication of the meaning, it's not possible to do this in one time. It might take many years. So it's actually a process which goes, which we have to expect to go very slow, but this understanding is growing. And Because in the Mahayana in general, you have two things. We have the vast approach, like the presentation of Dharma in the vast sense and in a profound sense. And the profound sense of Dharma is emptiness. So what is emptiness? To explain what is emptiness, one has to start by the emptiness means the absence of the person, of an individual, and proceeding then slowly through all the different steps of emptiness and phenomena. And so this is something which we can gradually understand. First, when we read this text and we study it, we maybe gain clarity about the words, and slowly then the meaning will dawn in our mind.
Dini yang higa marisane hyomba yang kye go mara pa hyong go mara kyewa ngama chu la tusan gongso mangda sepa tenrabu yina yang tawa nangyi tawa nyonyong tingni dini tawa langi hi nyi rawa gomba ngundu jo sikiri kyewa ngama pa kya la ra lewa.
So on the other hand, we shouldn't be discouraged and say, oh well, it seems to be so difficult, I don't really get the hint of it. But we should think that it is possible if we have background from previous lifetimes, background in study of Dharma, study and meditation, then even maybe a little study of that chapter, gaining certainty about you, will maybe result in a tremendous certainty about you, and also then profound meditation will arise from that certainty.
Dene kaza wangbo ramdeng thama somde yapa yore kaza wangbo ramdeng thama somde karise ne songa rese na dene kyeba ngama chule jamba yemi dan chunyami se maze ji goni dene kaza wangbo ramdeng thama yare ma to kaza wangbo ramdeng thama te rangu ne drop de ba demba drop de ba tundu mare tundu ji yoba yina dene wangbo ramdeng tha somde drop cha de tundu mare kyeba ngama.
Usually one speaks about, in the terms of understanding of Dharma, one talks about three types of person. So there's a supreme type, there's a middling type, and there's the inferior type. So we have supreme, middling, and inferior individuals. But this is only to be understood as the amount of study of Dharma that people invested like in former lifetimes. It means like somebody has a lot of study background, so he ends up to be a person of superior capacity of understanding in this lifetime, and so on. And if you have less background, then you have less understanding capacity in this lifetime. It's only to be understood in that way. It doesn't mean at all that people are kind of come like in three different types, and you have three different classes of castes of people, kind of naturally gifted ones, and those with a lack of understanding. So that's not the point of it.
Dene wangbo rambeng tha som deyang dene injurwa yore. Karasin tangbo rang cheto le tangbo pata wangbo memba den deng inu yang dene tambe chula thosam se tepa mpenne ki perbetop di hiram perbetop di tepa mpenne. Tepa then hirab song then derbu goni, then it's in the one board up chasigre.
Hirab
to top the tepamper. Lob young top the hirampe, hirab to tep to top the tepamper, tep to the hirampe, the one board up chasigre.
Also, this can change. You can
change is over.
It's definitely possible that people proceed from one type, from a superior type to a superior type by their process of working with Dharma. For example, you start out by studying Dharma, and through the increasing understanding or intelligence, your faith or confidence in Dharma increases. And by increasing confidence, then your intelligence is improved. And so they mutually enhance each other, and you end up with being a person of superior capacity. It also happens that people just of a mere confidence and trust into the Dharma, they accumulate a lot of merit, which later forms them to be like a person of superior understanding of Dharma.
Tene yang kansa wangpo rab member chakpa yang yore, wangpo rab yin hirap yin yang, tene ngaja dan lom sin je wangke yang hirap member chakpa yore. Sachi re chongpa yang, tene hirap member chakpa re. Rava, rang ngaja chi, tene tetong mangpo chi pakap su ten member chakpa yore. Re chongpa, patla le member chakpa re, tene yang malare pechamtro tene, tene wangpo rab tu chakpa re.
It happens also the other way around. That some people first have like superior understanding or intelligence, and then later they become very arrogant and inflate themselves with the wrong understanding. So then they are, by that power of that, they drop down and become a person of inferior understanding. For example, as can be studied in the life story of Rechungpa, who at one point believed so much that how great he was, and through this arrogance he developed doubts and wrong views, and so his understanding was blurred by this arrogance, until Milarepa performed miracles to clear that obstacle away for him. So how did it go? First, so he developed that pride and arrogance, and through this he developed wrong views or doubts and wrong views, and then it ended up like that. Milarepa could say what he wanted, he wouldn't listen, and so the Dharma of Milarepa wouldn't benefit him, even like showing some miracles first wouldn't really impress him. So this was the sign of having an inferior type of capacity at that point.
Tene jisa Milarepa zemtor hajan kewa la tinte, tene re chongpan jyepa chi pa la tinte loktata ngaja xe, te zong xe, tene yang hirap chenpo chor wangpo yang rap cha zong. Wangpo yang rap yang
So then later when Milarepa, by performing miracles, became really far out, he was finally impressed and he felt very sorry about what he did. And through this, then he became open again and became a person of a highly superior capacity. So we can see that this, what is the understanding capacity of a person, can actually change very much, and it can change very quickly. It's only our doubts and our wrong view that makes a person having a good understanding or not, inferior or superior, whatever. And since we see that doubts and wrong views, they change very rapidly and have this result, and we can also see that there is no inner essence in that. It's not such, it doesn't exist like a class of person which has that understanding as an entity or as superior or inferior. It is something which is only made up by thoughts and doubts, and because they change so much, we can see that this is a clear sign they have no inner essence in it.
Tegen the Tininga to Yang Namdo, Lower Vare, Ramada Tigre, Ina Yang, Namdo, and Jurva, the Ranga Moshi Gogano. Namdo and Jurva Moshi Pate Kartimbuyre.
In the same way, constantly we have all kinds of opinions about this world, and the opinions about this world, how we believe the world is, and our surrounding is, or we ourselves are, constantly change. Very important is to become aware of the change of those thoughts and opinions.
Tene rang hirap de rang namdo la ta ki rang namdo garan jurwa rang ngo ki na te nang ba san je belo la ta bare kan na ta gare rang se na rang hirap de ta bare
jurwa de ngo ki na ta bare
re re rang namdo la rang hirap je ta na yang ta bare namdo ge namdo la ta de jurwa ngo ki na yang ta bare.
So if you manage to become aware of the change of your own thoughts, means like by means of thoughts, you're looking at your thoughts and become aware of this change, then this is called in the Buddhist tradition a view. Because you're looking at something, here you're looking at your own mind and you become aware of how it really is, so this is the view. And of course in the talking about view, you have different steps. You have to proceed from coarse understanding to very subtle understanding. But here, merely becoming aware of or the change of mental state or opinions and thoughts already is the beginning of view in Buddhist tradition.
Gomba nando ko ngol lata te ram wat tin jo pare sene ya chik du ba chik lam na te dig re
tawa rang ko nando lo
tawa si je tang gomba kar re tawa rang nando ko ngol la khira ji tawa re gomba nando ko ngol lata te ram wat tin jo pare sene ya dig re te de de ya bu cha re.
So if one talks about view meditation or view and familiarization, what does it mean? It means, to say it in very brief, that view is to look at the essence of one's thoughts with intelligence, with discriminating intelligence, to look at the essence of our thoughts. This is called view. And within that, what one has looked at, that essence of thought, to rest, is called meditation or familiarization.
Dene kanza ke dami ni saja chenpe paten dugire. Kain se na, ni kanza ke dami ba gomba kapsa ya namto dami yin ba hiko gomba. Namto dami yin ba, namto dadama rupal ta kuto. Saja chenpe lola tene rempe saja chenpe lola ya namto gongo la ta te go kuto. Yoksar ji cheba re ma to kanga namto la ta gire.
This very brief definition of view and meditation, we could actually take along the whole different systems of progressive order of philosophical systems or tenets. Even in the Hinayana, where the main understanding is the absence of person, it is important and necessary that one understands that the thoughts are not the self. So the thoughts are not forming a personal self, so one has to look at thoughts. And in the very end of that process, of this progressive order, Mahamudra, meditation, also involves looking in a very subtle way at the essence of one's thoughts. So we can see this definition is very useful in all circumstances.
Tandem.
No, we will say.
Happy Gatsang. Dhuva mene nyandu dunyar la dhita mare ponye jiran Nina me yonke ye tawad Thakje je pa tajor namdar Ajo zondo dhuva nyotor Che para jarve zombe je damje Chuje yingle jorje mbabes Omar dawa jena wabarat Lokte chunzen te zor jeneb Randa tawe nghe chon zartel Mare jose jikto la tawa Chinje lo je dawa danzen Nyenpo dami tobe jirak Yuse chunam keche imedak Sache dange doma zomran Kunyu namzang kongjen dame Nyande maje tarpa jewa Tenpa jeye kata zajash Lepara sane tomara ngeshe Tene kanye bambe lanjo Yuse
Yinjike
Yinjike Yinjike Yinjike Kerana sekian yang itu, banyak yang itu, jari yang itu. Oh ya, tam, semacam ranok dami ni tu lu, omeh jana ni dong hibani, tuan tuan tu sir cuda sotilu, sikangba somji tuen dato si kye na sambayi.
Somji wants to explain about three lines from the root text. It is the English, I don't know where, it's about the Samran, who dug in the two verses, and he will find it.
Six.
So the Rudra is saying that Titamartins, in their own tradition, assert to have realized the two types of absence of entity or self. The first line and the second line are measured with Madhyamaka, or then by the Madhyamaka, analyzed by Madhyamaka. This very consciousness that is empty of two, since it is believed to be existing and ultimately existing or being really existing, remains still as an entity of phenomena. So those three lines from which he wants to explain.
Sentang rang lok nami ni tondo. Sentang barang ke lok la nami ni jokpar topan do chang. Ume gyanna. Uma pe rikwe gyanna. Rantong. Uma ranju tan tanjur che. Tendang chu zi je rikwe gyanna. Tendang chu zi je rikwe che na.
So to explain it more, then the basis is that Chittamadrins claim to have realized the absence, the two types of absence of entity. Absence of entity of person and absence of entity in all phenomena, according to their own tradition. But when measured by Madhyamaka, means by the reasons, various logical reasons, by Madhyamaka traditions, being the Svatantrika Madhyamaka and the Rasantika Madhyamaka, when those two apply logical reasonings and do their research and cut it out, they find that within the Chittamatra tradition, there is still a entity or phenomenon left over, because they claim that mind, that consciousness, that non-dual consciousness, that consciousness which is without two, to exist as reality. So put it in a logical form, then you can say, given is the tradition of the Chittamata, within this tradition there is still a entity or phenomenon left over or to be found, because they cling to a real or substantial existence of that awareness, the self-awareness or self-illuminating mind that is empty of duality. So how do the Chittamartins actually come to their own point of view? So it's based on quotation from the Buddha. Buddha himself mentioned as could be found in one sutra, which is probably the sutra of the tenth Bhumi, and it is, he said that you sons of the victorious, all the three realms of existence are nothing but mind. So the whole universe is just nothing but mind. This is the basic quotation where the Chittamatsans take their kind of, there's a justification for their view from.
Dine Dunba Sanje Je Kamsum Semtan to Sumba Ti Dokso Karakakparasena Dine Kamsum Bote Semtan Ibisena Kamsum Kunjoke Sepatan Kamsum Mdetan Duji Sepatan Kamsum Jumi Jimi Lisuan La Sopa Kakpare.
So he literally said that. He said that everything, all the three realms of existence are nothing but mind. But saying this, this excluded certain other things. So such a saying it is merely mind means, has a tremendous implication. It actually excludes a lot of other possibilities, how this world could come about. So then in this case, the great teacher, the Buddha, he said, well, this world of three realms did not come in existence through the power of one creator, creator god or whatever. And it did not come about through the vicious force of some demons. And also, it is not something that just arises at random without causes and conditions. So all those three other mistakes and wrong ideas about the existence of this world were excluded by stating those three realms of the world of world existence are merely mind.
Sipa kamzon korvande wamsok la sopa la chembo nam jizuba yina tene sepa po la chembo nam yibisena la chembo len jeba mbor la chembo la sorvata tene Sipa kamsum korvit dunga le dokwar sovatam na mato rankin na lam yamsa lama la gupa yamare karesena sepa po kunjo guzoguyere kunjo la sovatam chepam bin mato rank lam yamsa lama la gupa me pichungi.
If this world or those three worlds were made, created by one powerful god like, what is the one thing? Shiva, Vishnu, whatever.
Shiva, Shiva.
Shiva, Shiva.
Was it Shiva though?
Yes.
So if the world was created by Shiva,
Ishvara.
Ishvara. Yeah. Is it? Yes,
Ishvara.
Ishvara. So anyway, one of those powerful guys, so if they had created the whole world, then what would be the point of ourselves to do anything at all except of trying to please those gods by offering? There was no point in definitely in looking for a way to practice and things like this.
Tene sepa po kuncho yinpa la par soji lambu da chuji trapa la soba sope zepe tsema tang ume rekpa le tene kuncho sepa po kuncho yinpa la kakpa mangpo yore rekpa nezi yore rekpe kye na nezi yore.
There's a very extended record of of refuting creation of the world by a creator god to be found in the works of Dignaga and Chandrakirti. So for that reason, if one looks at those
Dhammakirti.
Chandrakirti.
Dhammakirti.
Or Dhammakirti. If one looks at those works, then one will find that there's actually a completely wrong idea to believe that the world is made up by a creator god.
Then yang kunjo kapsong korwate de tang de jizuba mayinam sana ma de tang de jizuba mare dead and do last of his Vaina, dead and do the name by ten. The name called Dunga Meba, Mepa Taps and dead and do the name by ten, no matter Yenda Zoto, dead and do Jizubayama.
So, also, this world is not made by the power of vicious demons. If this was the case, then what to do? You could just try to please those demons by constantly feeding them with offerings. So ask them to remove the suffering of existence from ourselves.
The Niyang comes on Karate, Joe Mepa, and Jim Mepa, Sonya Mare, Jimmy Jimmy Lesoyino, Joe Dati Mogova Senna, the name, the name. Better than a young Corvado to Gumar. Pata Patan in Hungary, Pata Patan in Hindu. Sam Corvado, you made a Samsa Hindu Zoya Kanya.
If everything came into existence without causes and conditions, then again, it would be very stupid to apply any effort at all, since samsara or that realm of suffering would just be existent at random. Sometimes it would be there, sometimes it would be not there. So nothing for us to do.
Tetar mayimba ta kamsom kowa de semta yimba songba re. Semta yimba ti yimba chorte jeva thoma meba ni nambe lole jeva thoma meba re. Jeva thoma meba ni nisu nangin. Nisu danzen je wangi nisu nangin. Nisu yimba pakcha kunhi namhi le ya. Queen Nam Hila Pakya Yakbateda, then Pakya can turp at the Yune, Melam Yendo, Ninang Turpa, Sharva in Besena, then comes on Kova the Ranga Semjan Trunang in Besena, Ranga Semjan Trunang de Ranga Tusang Gombi Hirap Jedo Tabare. This and a lamb Yamsala on the Gubayur, Tusang Gombi Hirap La Gubayur.
But this was the reason why the Buddha taught the whole universe to be merely mind. And this means that actually from beginning this time, by the power of our habit, mistaken habit to believe in an outer world as opposed to an inner perceiving mind, we cling to this two, a split of two in outer world and inner mind, and this imprint or this experience then which comes through the wrong perception of this world is imprinted again in the base consciousness, kind of store consciousness, from out of which then this impression later is through the movement of disturbing emotions, affliction, mental afflictions, is then arising again and produce the present appearances of outer world and inner mind to us. So since it is just a mere continuous habit of a misperception, what we call all this universe around us, then there is a possibility to free ourselves from this mistake, from this delusion. And to free ourselves from this delusion could be done by applying intelligence or increasing our intelligence through listening to the correct information and thinking about removing our doubts by reflection and finally getting used to the correct facts by meditation. So there's a point in applying this threefold process of listening, reflecting and meditation.
Nyamnyong tingni tawa te chitang do tan tingju le cho chik la rwa rek chok tong sur mandawa mambu yoba tundu song yore ta te chanang su mambu tisa yore tene tata nga su he rangi nyamnyong tingni samna jibu chega kansa chega miyana chepaan pumi chik la simchin soso simchin mandawa tena tene lu la Lutig Latin and Tonsor Mandrava Mambu Yaba Munsum do Tropa, Ranke Nuaka Tropesena, then Ravata Kietana, then a packet and Tonayimba, Yabuakutu. Marvin.
So do we need some kind of indication to believe that actually in this world around us, the whole universe is nothing else than a continuous habitual mistake, an error of perception, a misconception? This is we can understand this by various examples. And one example we already heard a lot of times, which is the example of the six types of sentient beings, which look at the same water, and they have a different impression of what this water is. So to find another example, we could use our own personal experience. Just looking upon one person, one man or one woman, or we can see how this particular person is perceived very differently by others. So since this difference in perception of a person, of one person, is part of our own everyday experience, we can study it and we find out that the reason for this is just that different people have a different habitual tendency to perceive the world. Better to take one person which is already in the focus of attention of many others, like somebody very famous, very known. It's easier than to see, to study the differences in the way of perceiving than taking somebody ordinary. So that particular famous person, by those who are his friends, will be liked very much, and just upon seeing his body form, image of him, of his, then automatically they will have joy arising. On the other hand, by his enemies, then he will be perceived in a very unpleasant way. When they see him, see his form or his appearance, then immediately they will feel very uncomfortable and aggressive. Again, then, by his own father, he will be perceived as a son. By his son, he will be perceived as his father. And like other beings, such as insects or animals and insects, they might view this person just as a mountain of delicious food, like some of these insects do when they drink our blood and eat our meat. And again, other animals like small microbes, they are just use it as a place of dwelling. So we can see that different beings have completely different view of that one person. So why do they have this different view? They have it because it is a essentially different, but they have stored in their own consciousness an habitual tendency of how to perceive that person. And as a result of this, they perceive it in their own particular way. Which also means when this habitual tendency changes, then their way of understanding and seeing this person will also change. That's why sometimes a person first looks like a friend and later is perceived as an enemy, and first, or other way around, first it's viewed as an enemy and later it becomes like a friend.
Sedong ngene madrupe sena sedong la mikpe tene zembe senya madrupe siru demba trom na tele mikpe senya tugure siru madrupe sena semja tele mikpe semja madrupe semja madrupe sena zungze ni ji tongare.
So if you can understand that everything in this world without exception is nothing but the delusion or error of mind that comes to our own habitual imprint, then these objects of perception do not exist outside. And if those objects we seem to see in this world do not exist outsidely, then the mind that is perceiving those objects can also not exist. Because what does it mean if we talk of mind? The mind is, your consciousness is awareness of something. So to be aware of something, and if that object of awareness is not existing as such, then that awareness of that object cannot exist either.
So if then neither
the outer object nor that awareness that perceives that outer object can exist as an independent entity or can exist at all, then what really exists? This is the question. And then it could be like one could think that there is just mere awareness or self-aware mind which is empty of any dual appearance as outer object and inner mind. So a non-dual self-aware consciousness. The existence of such a non-dual self-aware consciousness is refuted in the Majjhimaka tradition.
Tene tanda tiran so semtan jita wangda se na dhona na to yepi junji je nama siru je nama de trunang yinpa da trunang yinpa se na denpa siru tonda madro pa da siru tonda madro pi junji je zembe semjang madro pa junji ni ji tongpa de yang niang de sang kota semtan jita wangda.
So what is it that we could do now as like the steps to approach this? First thing we should understand is, or get used to, we should get used to this understanding that whatever we see is nothing else than like a playback of our own habitual tendency. It's our own delusion or projection that we see right now. And being convinced, like, or used to that understanding that everything is nothing but our own projection that comes from our own habitual tendency, then the second step is to get used to that it doesn't exist outside me. It's the consequence of this. If it's nothing but our own projection, it cannot exist as an outer world. So once, then secondly, we got used to that there are no objects existing outwardly, then the third step is to realize then a mind that we seem to have, something that looks out in this world and perceives everything in this world, cannot exist either. So those three steps are the ones we should study first and get used to.
Tanga zogomtos.
Now we meditate a little bit.
Tetar tandake bagin de zunzin ni de tombe jinjin ne kirap de ke pan do de bajise zunzin ni don na ni ki ki barza ni ki tin dene zunzin ni don na na de ramat de yako
so de so first we think about the reasons again why there is it's not possible to have really something outwardly existing in our mind viewing this so that the whole duality of outer perceived and inner perceiving lacks inherent in existence. And giving by this, those reasons rise to the confidence that there is non-dual mind, awareness, self-aware mind, which is free of the duality of outer perceived object and inner perceiving awareness. Within this confidence of non-dual awareness, we should rest.
More